Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Renee Baribeau, known as the Practical Shaman. Pearls of Wisdom, 30 Inspirational Ideas to Live Your Best Life Now is one of her books, and her upcoming book, The Winds of Spirit, due in spring of next year, features the Awakening Compass, a navigational tool designed to provide guidance, focus, and clarity of direction in your life, no matter which way the wind is blowing. So we will be talking about that today with Renee. So welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me here, Stacey. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. Now, first, why don't you tell our listeners what exactly is a practical shaman and how it's different from just a regular old shaman?
Great question. A shaman is somebody who understands that energy is energy and that there's absolutely everything in the world is constructed of energy, just taking on a different form. And so the indigenous tribes throughout the centuries have known that, you know, we have an ability to change our perception and the world is going to change around us. And that really resonated with me, this understanding that I was the same thing as the tree and the wind and the birds. And what made it more practical was I always assumed I was a businesswoman. And as a businesswoman, I couldn't see the relationship between the business and the shaman. And so my life was quite separate for a long time. And one day I woke up and I had been called to a really famous spa to become a shaman there. And I thought they were crazy because I was a businesswoman. But what happened was the people who were attracted to me were the CEOs, the bankers, the celebrities, all the people who were successful in the world who would never, you know, take their knapsack down and hike in Peru necessarily, but they were attracted to my practical nature and the energy that I brought to business.
Now, Renee, this leads me right into one of my questions I wanted to ask later on, but I might as well ask it now because I feel like there's a stigma surrounding the shaman, right? It's all, you know, things like that. Now, talk about combating that, and you're saying, you know, coming from a businesswoman perspective, that's helped you do that.
It really did, because really, when I understood that these people knew for centuries, they lived up, like the people I studied with in Peru, they lived on that mountaintop for years, and they would just know what was going on everywhere else around the world, because they had these, you know, telephone communications with the stars. And one day my teacher showed up in Cusco, and this teacher had walked down from the mountain 2 or 3 days. And he said, "How'd you know I was coming?" And he said, "The river told me." And as we've gotten so technologically advanced, if we listened a little more to the river, you know, it has its benefits for all. And as shamans in Peru, they understood that the Westerners were going to be the next shamans. Maybe some of the more shamanic indigenous tribes in our country, you know, have held on to this idea that this is the way it looks and this is the way it needs to be. And, you know, you're a white person and you're not a shaman. Well, you know, I've had to grow into owning that piece of myself that is indigenous and that does listen to the rivers.
You just mentioned the rivers. Now let's talk about the wind and the wind work. What is that? I know you discuss that a lot.
The wind work, you know, I always have been prejudiced against people who say, "Oh, I channeled this and this came from spirit." And then all of a sudden I'm working on this book and it just was working me and working through me. And I kept asking people if their compass was pointing true north. And when I sat down to write this book, I thought, well, I better learn what the compass is. All of a sudden I was transported back to 3050 BC, where the Chinese feng shui compass was a piece of lodestone floating in a bowl of water, but that they read it as a very multidimensional tool. And I started there and tracked forward to Europe, where the compass became a navigational tool. And it was how they described the points of the compass was the points of the wind, because sailors needed to know which wind was blowing. And I thought, wow, no one's really ever talked about the wind. So it took me down a long rabbit hole to find out that we really have been talking about the wind throughout time. Mary Poppins blew in on the east wind. Sherlock Holmes talked about when World War II was coming that the east wind was about to blow. I mean, through in the Bible, 23 instances of the east wind. So I started to accumulate this information, and it started to work me as a system of healing.
Mm-hmm. And how is that incorporated or related to the Awakening Compass as a tool for people?
What I realized when I started to flow with the wind was that, and through some of my shamanic medicine work, was that our bodies are this compass. Our bodies are comprised of 90% water. Our spirit is like that lodestone floating on that bowl of water in the Chinese compass. And if you listen to your body, you're always going to know which way you're heading and which directions, you know, you need to move next, no matter what wind they're blowing. So through the work, I've identified 150 wind gods and goddesses that all had different archetypes and different job descriptions. So both you and I might be having, our bodies may say we're heading east, and I have methods for showing you that, which I teach, but you might have a whole entirely different archetype of wind blowing through your new beginnings in your mind than I would have. So the east is about your mind, and the south is about your emotions, the west about your physical, and the north is about your spiritual. And what I've discovered is that we create the same way generally over and over again, and I've identified that, and we move through similar cycles in our lives over and over again, but different winds come in and throw us off course or help us move along. And so as we learn to work with our body and the wind, we can really navigate anywhere we want to go.
Now, Renee, what type of a person would need someone like you, a practical shaman, the information about the Awakening Compass? Where would this person be in their lives where they feel they should turn to you for help?
A lot of my clients are 30 to 45 year old, really successful business people who are navigating, basically the winds are about change. They're navigating change and the changing time. And, you know, we've kind of moved where there's a two parents trying to raise a child while working. So I find that a lot of my clients are young who are really trying to make transformational changes in the world. And they want a better way of doing it, so that they're trying to travel more awake than what I say that the last generation was, but they're trying to do it with their eyes wide open.
And is there any lasting piece of advice you would want to leave our listeners today about your work, about the upcoming book, or how they can really incorporate, you know, some of your practices into their daily lives?
The one simple thing that I could tell someone is that whenever you're trying to make a decision to do anything, close your eyes and feel inside. And so say you're trying to decide between two vitamins in the store. Close your eyes and hold one of them and see, does this one feel good? And if we could start to move towards the things in our life that feel, and I mean good as a relative, that this feels like something I want to move towards or something I want to move against, and start to look at what the oppositions are and start to move more with the things that make you feel better. And I am teaching this in a free webinar on September 15th, a little bit of an introduction to this work, which people could find at the practicalshaman.com website. And I take it into a lot more advanced in my 12-week coaching program, but actually starting to understand how we've chosen throughout our lives. But to know that it's just as simple, you know, we go through this whole experience of awakening, but it's really as simple as feeling good in our own skin.
Renee, I know that you have an exciting announcement as well about some new developments happening for you.
I do. There's this new website that James Von Prague is launching in a couple of weeks called The Daily Awakening. And it's going to be something that comes in your inbox with inspiration from leading sources like Deepak Chopra, Green Virtue. And The Practical Shaman is one of the 30 contributors. And I'm really, really excited about that.
Well, that is exciting. And as Renee mentioned, listeners, you can find out more about everything Practical Shaman at the website, thepracticalshaman.com. If you don't know how to spell that, thepractical, S-H-A-M-A-N, thepracticalshaman.com. Thanks, Renee, for being here.
Well, thank you, Stacy, for having me. I'm really excited.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.